Patrick Montgomery had the world's best hot dog, but he didn't have enough of them to sell to all those who wanted some. So what does a cattle producer who's making hot dogs do when they can't keep enough product on the shelf? His solution has gained him loyal customers for hot dogs, steaks, and more. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the fall of 2019, the KC Cattle Company, which raises and sells Wagyu beef, had been identified by Food & Wine magazine as producing the world's best hot dog. Patrick Montgomery, a former Army Ranger, was using trimmings from processing those Wagyu cattle to make the franks, but his sudden deluge of orders was far more than he could immediately provide.
Got on the phone with the processor at 11 o'clock at night, you know, ask how the heck he's going to make 10,000 hot dogs in the next month and a half.
Patrick was very honest, updating customers almost once a day, telling them they could cancel their order or perhaps wait a week or more for the great hot dogs.
People like that. They like the fact that this small company, one, they saw success, and then two, they're doing a really good job of just being honest with us. And if they asked for us to cancel their order, it wasn't any sales tactic. It was absolutely, we totally understand why you wouldn't want to wait 8 weeks for an order.
They are better able to meet the demand now for those hot dog orders and the steaks as well. Patrick says those hot dogs and brats do continue to garner quite a bit of attention.
The hot dog is 100% Wagyu. Our brat, we mix in some bacon ends to kind of make it a little more forgivable if you throw them on the grill, and those are delicious. I mean, you can't go wrong with bacon, Wagyu beef, and cheese, right?
As a former Army Ranger, Patrick appreciates those who have served in the military. Those skills are a perfect fit for those who work at the KC Cattle Company.
We're all veterans from different branches of the service. We've hired Air Force, Marines, Army guys, and Navy. It's definitely a lot of camaraderie and something we all seek after we get out of the military. It's the part we all miss the most.
Patrick raises his Wagyu herd just north of Kansas City in the hills near the Missouri River. He hopes he can continue to supply folks with great steaks, hot dogs, and much more as he grows his business. Traveling the countryside in Weston, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.